My name is Chad Skiles, and I'm a full-time EMT and EMS educator.
And our first question is, what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
District 16 has a unique geographic position here in Southeast South Dakota. We are an agricultural and rural area that is cushioned between two metropolitan areas, that being Sioux Falls to the north and Sioux City to the south. This causes a challenge to balance rural life with city life and our ability to work together and face the growing problems associated with this issue. Constituents of District 16 are proud of where they live, proud of our communities, proud of our families, and we take the South Dakota state government pretty seriously and have a vested interest in the day-to-day and long-term decisions made by our legislature.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
One is corruption and scandals. EB-5, Gear Up are just a couple of examples. The lack of accountability and transparency at the state level by our leadership and legislature is disturbing. South Dakota regularly ranks in the top 10 of the most corrupt states in the United States, and this is just unacceptable and needs to change. Other things include Medicaid expansion, affordable health care. You know, every citizen in South Dakota deserves the same access to health care, deserves the same high level of care, and this simply is not happening currently. An example being the problems with Indian Health Services, the closing of the emergency department in Rosebud are just a couple of instances. Another thing would be prioritization. I guess what I mean by that is we have legislators who are more concerned about what bathroom we're using or who we marry than dealing with who is suffering medically due to lack of insurance or ability to receive high-quality medical care in a timely manner. We're all human beings, you know. We are all South Dakotans. We created equal, deserve equality in every aspect of our lives. And finally, education. Big step occurred in the last legislative session with this issue by raising teacher pay, but we have more work to do and must continue to improve on this. The education of our children cannot be stressed enough. They deserve the same high-quality education that you and I received when we were in school.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
Some of the solutions I can bring forward and will bring forward to the legislature include a bipartisan full-scale investigation into the continuous corruption at the state level by a nonpartisan group who has no affiliation with the state, its leadership, or its legislature. I'll fight hard for the establishment of a statewide ethics board to keep elected officials at the state, county, and local levels honest and accountable. I will bring forward legislation to make access to health care better for every citizen, starting at the pre-hospital level into the emergency department all the way through to definitive and long-term care. We're obligated to help with funding, training, equipment to guarantee that this happens. I will continue to work on improving our education system. We have a good start on that now. Not the time to stall or allow that to stop. We need to continue building on this issue and not putting it on the back burner. Our children are our future. They deserve top-notch education by teachers who are highly qualified and passionate in what they do. And lastly, something that I will not bring to the legislature, to the citizens of South Dakota, and that is I will never bring any legislation that discriminates or restricts. I will oppose any and all legislation that attempts to do that. This has not been the case in the past, and it has to stop.